to convene the April 2010 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda is City of Norfolk, Dock Number 062365. Mr. McGinnis. Again, if you were here this morning for the Habitat Matters, I apologize for the length of time that it took. However, some cases, just by virtue of their very depth and the number of people involved, and as always, we wish to afford everybody the opportunity to be heard. It takes longer than usual. So, again, I apologize, but that's just the way it works sometimes, and I can't control it. Proceed.
City of Norfolk is requesting a modification to a previously authorized permit to now allow for the dredging of up to 2,700 cubic yards of sand from three individual borrow areas in the Chesapeake Bay along Willoughby Spit in the City of Norfolk. The reason for that is to restore approximately 6,000 linear feet of dune that was primarily lost during the storms of November and Rida storms, and that lies approximately between 8th and 14th View Streets, again in the City of Norfolk. We did receive what we consider to be protests from a public interest organization, as well as a nearby property owner, and I'll speak to those here in a minute. And this is roughly the portion of Willoughby Spit that is contained within the project boundaries of the modification request. The previous permit that was granted by the commission was done so as a page 2 back in February of 2008, and essentially it allowed for the city to go and dredge sand out of a small section of Thimble Shoals Channel just east of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel and use that sand to do spot nourishment along the entire roughly seven-mile stretch of beach within the City of Norfolk on the bayside. The city has used a portion of that sand to do some of that work. I believe there's still sand out there, but it's been explained to me it wasn't feasible to try and go and get that sand for the small dune restoration they're trying to do here. Again, this is just an aerial showing the same area. This is actually a photograph taken just a few days after the nor'easter went through. The last November, this is actually a NOAA photograph that's publicly available on Google Earth. And you can see towards the east side of the photograph, there are a series of breakwaters the city had previously installed. I'll get into a portion of the two breakwaters down here. This is roughly what's called the 800 block of West Ocean View Avenue. And a portion, one of the borrow sites is located there. The other two borrow sites are located at the far end of the spit. There's actually a terminal groin feature here. One borrow area extends from that groin out. There are two breakwaters here and extends just to the edge of that. And the other borrow area is on the west side of the groin. In this area here where sand is actually bypassed around the end of the groin and is actually collecting on that far west end. The star here just represents the area. I'm going to show you the photographs. These were provided by the city here. This one is from 2008. This is around that 800 block or 8th View Street, is the cross street with West Ocean View. And this is actually taken after a storm that happened in September of 2008. But you can see here, and I would note this house and the railing around their porch, that you know there was a dune feature. It actually drops off once you get out here. But this is it last November, and I actually was out on this section of the beach on Friday walking it myself, and you'll see in some of the aerial photographs, the city has already come in and added some sand to the beach profile in here. That sand was taken from above mean low water, so outside of the commission's jurisdiction, which for the most part, most of the sand related to this project is coming from above your jurisdiction. Just another site with other photographs here. There's a series of these. What I point out is this house here with the peak roof, it's actually painted like a pink color. I'm sorry, the previous photograph, this is 2006. Here it is in 2008, again after that September storm. There's the pink house of the roof. Here we are, pink house of the roof. This is in November, and I had actually walked the beach in November with the city as well as the FEMA storm damage assessment team that come out to take a look. And you know, amazingly, this entire stretch that once had dunes was completely flat right up to the foundations of many of these homes. again, just a close up, there's the pink house again. Going back to the end of Willoughby Spit, this was a photograph with overlays provided by the city in their April 20th letter to commission staff, which tried to address the concerns that were brought up by the protestants. You can see roughly in this area here, they have overlaid a 1983 aerial photograph, and you can see in 1983 where the shoreline was. And you know, now it extends much, much further out. There are breakwaters in these locations. And so the city was trying to show here, you know, what their efforts of beach management have done to actually widen the beach in this area, to be able to collect that sand and use that sand for nourishment purposes throughout the rest of the beach as needed. This is actually a photograph from 2002 where they've actually gone and reclaimed some of that sand to be taken back down the beach towards the east to be used for nourishment. And again, this is all above low water, so you know, most of their activity has been. This is actually a recent aerial photograph from March, this past March, this last month. And just wanted to point out, if you hadn't caught that already, there's Ms. Helen Kidwell, who's submitted a letter into the record support of the project. You can see that her pier is completely landlocked by sand now. If you've driven across Interstate 64 in that area, you probably have noticed it, as you can see it directly off the side of the bridge. And this is actually a shot from last Friday. I took pretty much standing with my heels at the water. Tough time getting that boat out. So the city's proposal is to come in and remove the sand on the north side of her pier. And I imagine within a few weeks of just natural sorting, the rest of the sand below her pier as well as to the south will probably shift around, and she'll probably gain access relatively quickly after that. This is actually last year in February 2009, so you can see, you know, the area is very dynamic. This photograph, you can actually see work crews out here. This was for a previously permitted project for extending the outfall coming. This is 15th View Avenue. Or 15th View Street, and so you can see that they are out there doing work then. Again, this is a last month aerial photograph. And essentially the dune restoration begins, I believe it's somewhere in this area, and goes a little over a mile to the east. We did receive an objection from Mr. Winterford. He owns a condominium unit in this building here. In his letter, he expressed concern about the loss of the width of the beach and the beach's natural ability to provide, you know, a buffer from waves and storm events. I just wanted to point out the location of that to you. Again, this is a ground shot from last Friday. Essentially, I'm standing adjacent right next to that terminal groin. And this is Mr. Winterford's condominium unit building here. Miss Kidwell's pier with her boat, you can see in the distance. So these are the two borrow areas as shown in the application drawings. In yellow there, and then on the orange on the right is actually the beginning of where the dune will actually be created. Just another view of it I wanted to show you here. The red line represents mean low water. So you can see that for the most part, Borrow Area A on the far west end is where the majority of the sand is being excavated from channel water to low water. It's approximately 2,000 cubic yards in that area. I believe only 100 cubic yards in Borrow Area B. You can see there's just a little sliver here, maybe a tiny one there, that goes channel water to low water. And these are just basic cross sections, but essentially here's the low water mark. So essentially from this point down is the sand that's being removed from that borrow area A. So it's a small percentage of the total prism of material that's going to be removed. Again, this is just extending down. This is the dune restoration above your jurisdiction. And this that extends down towards the 800 block, which is shown there in the star. This is the area here. This is 8th View, and these two breakwaters here, the city is proposing to go and remove sand out of this area, which is collected. The city actually has tried to maintain salient features here rather than a tumbola, which actually the sand would connect to the breakwater. The city has expressed to me that they have some interest in trying to redo these breakwaters at some point, as finances allow, so that sand can bypass through the beach, but that the beach will still remain, be able to widen itself naturally behind those breakwaters. So in the meantime, they just want to use some of that sand to rebuild the dunes immediately landward of that point. This is just another shot. This is from last year, and you can see the difference where the sand is actually coming close to or connecting with these, but the gap is much larger here, which is actually what the city wants in general. This is from last month. And you can actually see the work crews out. This is where they were actually bringing the sand out that they've been able to remove from a landward of low water and place on the beach. Just a shot in the opposite direction. And this is that last spot here, just showing where they're proposing to remove sand. And again, the red line is low water, so you can see that only the portion from the red line channelward falls within the commission's jurisdiction. And in this case, this is Bar Area C, and I believe it's a roughly 600 cubic yards of material that's being removed from this location. Again, just basic cross-sections. Getting into the issues, I had mentioned the protest of Mr. Winterford. Again, this is his property. The letter of support from Ms. Kidwell, this is her property here, and her pier, just off the photograph there. We also received a letter from Virginia Coastal Access Now. It's an organization that tries to promote public access to the shoreline and the beach throughout Virginia. They actually submitted a letter to staff March 18th, 2010. It's in your record, in your books, and stated their general support of the project, but stated if certain conditions were met relative to improving public access, primarily the parking issue in this area down here. This is 15th View here, and Leeview Avenue and Chile Avenue here, and this is West Ocean View here, and almost prior to its termination. And they were speaking to the lack of parking. There is a public access point that goes over the dunes here, and I believe another one at the end of Leeview Avenue here. But they state that getting to those is difficult from the areas that you can park in. We, as staff, sent a letter to them stating essentially that we were unsure that would fall under the commission's jurisdiction since it appeared to be an upland issue. They wrote back on April 6th, disagreeing, stating that they felt that it was an issue the commission could consider. They are here today, and I'll let them speak to that as they like. Virginia Institute of Marine Science and a shoreline permit application report provided to staff on April 20th, 2010 states that it was their belief that the conversion of beach to dune will be a temporary conversion. The dynamic nature of the shoreline will eventually rebuild the existing beach. VIMS believes the ecological impacts resulting from the proposed modification should be temporary and relatively restricted to the construction period. Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation, in a memo dated April 9, 2010, stated they did not anticipate the proposed project would adversely impact state-listed plants or insects within their jurisdiction. They did, however, suggest an inventory of nesting birds in the project area be conducted with the primary focus on the less tern and black skimmer, as well as a time of year restriction be imposed to avoid impacts to active shorebird colonies during the nesting period between May 1st and July 31st. Their comments went on to state that the project must comply with Chesapeake Bay Preservation Area Designation and Management Regulations, Virginia Stormwater Management Act, and the Virginia Stormwater Management Program Permit Regulations. No other agencies have raised concerns or objections to the project. While staff is sympathetic to the concerns expressed by Mr. Winterford, sand accumulations at the terminus of Willoughby Spit are intended to and have previously been utilized to augment beach nourishment activities along the Willoughby and Ocean View beaches through the City of Norfolk's Active Beach Management Program. The presence of a wide beach near Mr. Winterford's property is a result of the City's construction of the adjacent terminal groin, which is designed to capture sand transported down the beach by littoral drift so that it can be replaced on the updrift beach before being lost to the system. Although staff is sympathetic to the concerns expressed by VCAN, their perceived lack of upland public access to the beach does not appear to fall within the Commission's limited scope of jurisdiction, and we feel those concerns are best addressed by the city. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, since impacts resulting from the use of state-owned submerged land should be minimal, and after considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the project be approved as proposed. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. City, as well as their engineering consultants from Moffitt Nickel are here, representatives of VCAN, and I believe Ms. Kidwell is here as well.
Any questions of Mr. McGinnis? Thank you for the great report, Ben. Good job. City here, represented. Good afternoon, sir. We're testing to try to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth of God.
I do.
State your name for the record, please.
Edwin Rosenberg with the City of Norfolk. I'm the Environmental Services Manager and have been involved with the beach management along our shoreline for about 30 years now. I think Ben has done a good job overviewing what we're trying to accomplish here. I just want the Commission to know that we coordinate closely with these projects with the community at large, the Willoughby Civic League, the Mayor's Ocean View Task Force. We have a number of property owners that are very concerned after the November nor'easter that as we go into hurricane season that their property is vulnerable. In fact, during Hurricane Isabel, the 800 block was one that actually a couple of structures went down because of the storm. So we're very anxious to move forward with this project in a timely manner. We have the funding. We're ready to do the work. It's part of a long-standing recycling effort that we've been doing for taking sand up the spit. Just so you know, it cost us about $7 a cubic yard to recycle sand. It cost us upwards of $15 to $25 a cubic yard when we have to go offshore and dredge it. So it's just proper management and cost-effective for us to manage the sand that we have, because as it leaves the system here, it's lost. Once it gets out on Willoughby Bank, it isn't available for us to retrieve it. So we think our project is a good one environmentally. It's good for the community, and we respectfully request that the Commission approve our application.
Thank you. Is there any questions for the gentleman?
Yeah.
Dr. McConaughey?
But this is that buildup of sand is just a natural process that has happened multiple times over the last 30 years. The natural flow of sand is around into the Elizabeth River. And I noticed that at least you funded the breakwaters because the growing system really doesn't work there. Is there a better way to trap, you know, sand on those beaches? Are you going to replace those groins down there? Or?
I think what we're going to, in fact, you can see what we did in the past. We had back in the 80s, we had a court case that actually was appealed to the Virginia Supreme Court where sand had washed around, and we came in and elevated the terminal groin, and you can see that's about 2 feet higher than it is here. That gives you an idea the shoreline actually goes back to there at that point. So we are currently, have Moffitt and Nickel under contract to
evaluate what we should do here, whether we raise the rest of the terminal groin. But I think the end story is we will always have to consider recycling sand because it's always coming that way. So we can make a bigger repository, but right now it's full, the system is full, and the sand is going offshore. So,
but when it goes offshore, it's not lost to the beach system. It's lost to the recycling, but it's still part of the active beach.
Well, when it's offshore here, it's actually going out on Willoughby Bank, so it's lost to the sense of protecting our property.
The active beaches go several miles offshore.
Yes.
Further questions? Thank you, sir. Anyone else from the City of Norfolk wish to be heard? From the applicant at this point. Is anyone here opposed to the project? Come forward.
Good afternoon.
tell us where the testimony that you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self to God.
I do.
State your name and who you represent, please.
For the public record, I'm Mark Feltner, president of Virginia Coastal Access Now, VCAN, 1356 Pamlico Boulevard, Chesapeake, Virginia, 23322.
I also brought you a present.
VCAN is our nonprofit group that represents Virginia saltwater recreational anglers, beachgoers, environmental advocates, and the public, including many Norfolk residents working to improve public access to Virginia's coast. We share a common goal with the VMRC to improve access for saltwater recreational anglers to the tidal waters of the Chesapeake Bay. In fact, our nonprofit was formed 4 years ago by Virginia saltwater recreational anglers who were tired of the continued loss of public access to Virginia waters. We would like to thank the Commission for the opportunity to provide public comment and moreover discuss this project and its needed public access component. The proposed project has been characterized in the local media as a sand dredging and dune rebuilding project that will protect vulnerable private waterfront homes in Norfolk between 8th and 14th View, like you heard Lee say. It has also been characterized as a way to help one private waterfront property owner reestablish the use of their boat dock at Willoughby Spit adjacent to the bridge tunnel. VCAN has been identified as protesting the permit and the project. VCAN, in fact, is actually in favor of and approves of the project if certain public access mitigation measures are included. These measures are particularly needed given the fact that public monies and resources have been, continue to be spent, and will, as you heard, into the future, with local, state, and federal oversight. Opportunities to improve saltwater recreational angler access to Virginia tidal waters exists within this project, including improving what we call the public's access to the access. That gets into the fact that most public beach access locations, like in Norfolk and elsewhere, lack adequate public parking and are only really useful to those that live within walking distance, therefore rendering them as a local access and not a public access. Our requested mitigation measures for Norfolk's project here address needs at public access locations only within the scope of this sand dredging and dune rebuilding itself. Incorporation of these little to no cost recommendations into the project will allow Norfolk to address a common problem associated with its public waterfront access locations and basically do the right thing when it comes to utilizing public funds. A list of proposed improvements to local access points are enclosed in our nonprofit's public access mitigation strategy document, which you have a copy of in front of you. And I'll be brief here. I actually, after sitting through this morning, I pared a lot down. So,
well, let me, I might be able to bring some clarification on that. Council and I have discussed, I think, where you're going, what direction, and it's my responsibility as chairman to make sure that those matters of which this commission has no jurisdiction do not get before the commission. I'm kind of like the gatekeeper over what's admissible and what's not admissible with the assistance of council. I looked over your document, and it appears to be that you may be asking for certain things that are out of the scope of what this commission can have any impact upon or should have any jurisdiction exercised in reference to. So I'd like to ask my legal, just a second, if you would please, legal counsel to address, I think, what you're asking for. So with that, Mr. Grandis.
Yeah, I would agree. Mr. McGinnis has noted that he received your objection to certain aspects of the project, but for the purposes of this project, the commission's jurisdiction only extends seaward of the mean low water mark. You've raised issues such as public access and parking. Those are matters of local ordinance that must be addressed to the appropriate local authority. This commission doesn't have any jurisdiction over those aspects as to what they're asking for.
Okay, yeah, and I understood going into this that that was pretty much the position of the commission and or VMRC staff. We wanted to bring this issue to y'all saying we tend to back up and look at this thing a little bigger picture and think that y'all potentially have some broader authority when you think about the public trust doctrine, when you look at the 1980 Coastal Primary Sands Dune Act, the beach legislation of 1982, the Virginia Coastal Zone Management Program Partnership.
Sir,
yeah.
In all due respect, there are certain ways to go through a door to get into a house. And
I'm going through the window, huh?
Yes, sir, you are. In all honesty, it's not appropriate for me to allow a public forum here on matters of which we do not have jurisdiction. So unless you can address your comments to the specific location, and I sympathize with you. I'm not being flippant. I'm not being sure. I just have to basically maintain the charge of this commission, and I cannot allow anything other than that to come before this commission because it's inappropriate and inadmissible.
That was part of our effort to come to you, was to ask you to evaluate, and apparently you have.
Well, not only have we evaluated, the courts have evaluated it for us and have made rulings as to what we're allowed to address and what not to address. And I think, and I stand corrected, and I allow counsel to do otherwise if I'm out of line by telling you this, but I think that where we're going is directly out of the jurisdiction that the courts have told us that we can basically undertake. And that's why I'd ask you now, please, to address your comments. Low water mark area, the area that's to be impacted, not the parking lots that you don't have that you think you need. That helps you out a little bit, okay? But anyway, that's where we are.
Okay. And the only thing I have left to say with respect to all that is, you know, then how can the commission and the VMRC help attain its goal of improving access for shorebound anglers like us? Or who do I need to, I guess
I think the bottom line is I refer to it as a separation of powers doctrine, where we have a certain requirement that we undertake, and then it's up to you as taxpaying citizens of whatever entity to then address your appropriate local individuals that have control over this pursuant to the laws and ordinances established by that locality.
At this point, I'll just say my thanks again.
Thank you, sir, and your point is appreciated.
For your support of improving public access for shorebound Virginia saltwater recreational anglers and the opportunity to publicly comment.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. Appreciate it. Anyone else in opposition to the project? The matter's before the commission. I'm sorry, Mr. McGinnis.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I'm for the project.
Oh, you're for the project?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that I'd answer. I'm sorry.
Well, you didn't speak for the city law, but
I'm sorry. You can, come on. I'm been a long morning already. Could you raise your hand right in front of me?
Hi, Helen Kidwell. Yes, I'm
let me finish, please. Oh, no, you saw this for the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, none but the truth, help you God.
Yes.
State your name for the record, please.
Helen Kidwell.
And you're in support of the project. Tell
yes,
us why.
Yes, I live at 1562 Chella Avenue, and that's my pier, and that's my boat that's now on sand. And I am thrilled that they're going to take the sand that washed down where I don't want it under my pier
right.
and put it back on the beach where it is needed, desperately. And that's all I want to say, and I hope you approve it.
Thank you
very much.
Anyone else in support of the project, since I did get out of order? I'm sorry. Okay. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Holland?
I move to accept staff recommendation.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Tankett. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, ma'am. Thanks, everybody else, for the presentation.